You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's John and Gordy time.
It is, yeah.
Happy Friday. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young, along with our producer today, Dom Lee.
I'm back.
You're back in the air chair.
You guys miss me or no?
Oh, we missed you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always miss the individuals who help us out here in this program, making it sound so professional.
Yeah.
Despite everything that we do to make it not so professional. Right? So thank you for all the hard work.
We appreciate everything you do.
I'm blushing.
Yeah. So here we are at a Friday.
Well, a few things to report today. A lot going
busy
on.
Busy news day.
As usual. Well, yeah, every day is, isn't it?
Every single day.
I've just about had it.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was already busy. And then a few hours ago, they released a ton of Epstein files.
They did.
Yeah. The Department of Justice releasing those files.
And, 3 million pages, okay?
Yeah.
3 million pages, 2,000 videos.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope are, you know, going to be out there on DVD soon. And then 180,000 images.
Paper files.
No, images.
Images?
Images.
180,000 images.
Yep, 3 million pages, 2,000 videos,
That's
and 180,000
right.
images.
That's it. So, if you were listening to Tom Hartman just before us last hour, he detailed some of those things on his show he went through. So it's out there, you know.
Had I known they had the details online, I would have certainly made a few screen captures, but now they're gone, right? Some of them have been pulled off.
The Department of Justice pulled off a lot of the files, but you can still find them on MeidasPlus.com.
All right.
So that's
well, that's good.
If you want to dive in, it's as awful as you can imagine, and explicit, and we're hearing things already that we have not heard before, and all of it is shocking, disgusting.
Yeah.
And of course, some of these are just maybe some of them are just complaints that the FBI got over the years, but people
wouldn't complain unless it was true,
or went to the Department of Justice and
filed these complaints.
Complaint
there, yes,
yes,
probably
all
had some
of
proof
that
for that too,
and the follow up to those complaints. That some of
big thumbs up to Tom for covering that, but kind of taking the middle of the road. You're not me. I'm not taking the middle road on this thing.
No.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking this is the real stuff. All right. I mean, they're saying, to be clear, the claims are unfounded and false. And if they were credible at any point, they certainly would have been weaponized against President Trump already.
Right.
That's not necessarily true because a lot of the stuff was not out there.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we couldn't have done that. Now, if you want to take into question the sources of all these files, I could guess you could call into question the Florida and New York cases that they were investigating on Epstein, the New York case against Maxwell, the New York case investigating Epstein's death, the Florida case investigating the former butler of Epstein, multiple FBI investigations, and the Office of Inspector General investigation into Epstein's death. Now, if you think for 1 minute maybe that they don't know what they're talking about. You can't believe anything coming from them. Okay, I get you. I got it. But you know what? No. These are credible sources. I believe the stuff that's in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prove that they're not real. Okay?
Yeah. So, you know.
No caveats here. This stuff has been released. That's it.
It's out there now.
Yeah.
And again, they released a lot of it on the Department of Justice webpage, and then apparently they had some trouble keeping that information out there, or decided to pull it off. Mm-hmm. But you can find it at MeidasPlus.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're a good source for a lot of information,
by the way.
They have editorials. They're always out there. They have their little podcasts, and it's entertaining sometimes, and they've got some nice clips, almost like our show.
Yeah.
Only, they have mic stands that seem to work better.
and they're, you know, and just just a lot of other things going on today. We're going to get to all of this stuff. But,
we are.
Don Lemon was arrested, the former CNN anchor, spent the night in jail, apparently. And apparently now there's two or three other journalists that have also been arrested. And
good luck with that.
We'll look for their names.
Kind of a First Amendment thing going there.
Yeah.
but, and, you know, nothing matters to them. You know, the courts will toss this stuff off. But in the meantime, it certainly is giving Don Lemon some publicity he needed. That he really needed some help. You know,
right.
He's an investigative reporter. He does a lot of reporting, and he's really good.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's not connected with CNN anymore. He does his own thing on YouTube, and that's what he's up to. But the other big story today, Catherine O'Hara died. SCTV, Second City TV, and, of course, Schitt's Creek. More recently,
yes,
dead at the age of 71. Yeah, in the Home Alone movies, just a terrific, funny actress.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, she's even younger than I thought. So, is that me again?
Is that you or me?
It's not me.
It's you. Okay, Doug.
Is it me?
Is it me?
No,
it is.
It must be you.
Where's your phone? I hear it, but I don't see it.
That's a good question.
Is it in your man purse? There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Okay. Let me put it on. Let me put it on theater here. I've got my watch with me. I'm just gonna set it to. Oh, well, it's sleep.
I thought
sleep
maybe
is even better than theater.
If you had your AI glasses on, you could have told your AI glasses to turn off your phone. Couldn't you?
You know how to work my glasses better than I do?
No.
You're trying to save tabs on your browser and you can't do it.
Actually, I can. I just tested it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago. Well, watch, I'll close it.
Okay.
I'll open
all
it
right,
up.
Okay.
You want me to demonstrate?
Sure.
Okay, I'll just shut it down.
Okay. You know? There you go.
And we'll wait a few minutes. And
Do that. Just bring it up right away.
Okay. I do have to, you know, click a couple of times, but there they are.
Okay.
They're all there.
I hate to break it to you.
But the thing is, I clear out anything.
No, you have to. If you hit the X in the corner, that closes the program out. And then when you bring it back up, tabs are gone. You can't just close the clamshell laptop that you got and then bring it up again. Mm-hmm. That's not going to do it.
It worked.
Yeah. It'll always work.
See, the thing is, the difference is you don't. You save all your tabs.
I do,
but
yes.
All my tabs change pretty much every day anyway. So I clear it all
Not
out.
Really.
I'm done for the day. Boom.
It frustrates me seeing you go to the same places over and over.
Okay.
I shouldn't look. I guess
like CNN and HuffPost,
Drudge.
Yeah, I got it. And and then whatever random thing is coming up.
I don't know
up.
How Chrome works though. I can't figure it out. Normally, the Edge is easy to program. You can save your old tabs from the previous day, but I can't find that setting in Chrome.
Well, how do you guys feel about Firefox? You guys like Firefox?
I don't know it.
Yeah. You don't know it?
I used to use it for my census.
Yeah?
But I haven't used it since then.
It's the best. It's the number one.
You like that?
That's what I do every time.
No, it's really
I don't even,
it's what
I don't
you
even,
recommend. Huh?
Yeah,
it's
good. No Google Chrome.
Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up for Dom, yes.
Well, I don't know. Everybody here internally, it seems, in the office seems to be on Google.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I guess so. I don't
believe it's a Google thing around here. No?
It's like a universal Google thing. Yeah. But I stray away from the norm and you guys too. So.
Okay. Yeah.
We're different than
everybody's
them.
Everybody's on their own. Okay.
We are on our own. But look, Catherine O'Hara passed away at age 71, was it?
Yes.
And. One of her great characters that she played in Second City TV, and I watched every episode By the way, I have every episode.
On beta.
On DVD.
Oh, DVD. Okay.
Yeah, on DVD and on Blu-ray.
Okay.
On DVD.
Good.
They set sets out on it. But there is one season that I don't have, and I believe it was on either HBO or Cinemax, either one of those. They had an extra season on there.
Mm.
They had Six Gun Justice on it. I mean, it was fantastic. It was one of the best programs ever. And if that ever comes out, that would be fantastic to get. But here is her best character, one of her best. It's Lola Heatherton.
Oh, man.
And if you remember way back in the old days of Warner Brothers, they used to have a performer on there, Connie Stevens.
Oh, sure.
She used to sing and
sing and dance.
Well, you know,
and, pretty cheesy,
cheesy performance. So Catherine O'Hara took off on that, and this is her performance on a Christmas special that she did as Lola Heatherton, and this is not quite a seasonal hit at this point, but you might want to listen to this. Check it out. This is Catherine O'Hara.
Give me 1 second.
In tribute.
Yep. Give me.
Okay. Well,
in the meantime,
the name also, there was a performer, Joey Heatherton.
Joey Heatherton.
Who, again, kind of looks like exactly. this character as well. That's, Joey Heatherton.
It's a combination of the two characters.
Right. And Connie Stevens.
Connie Stevens. Yep.
They were like more or less Las Vegas nightclub performers
yes.
who made it to Hollywood and would get bit parts in movies. And, you know, some of them did very, very well in TV. And
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
And Lola Heatherton was Catherine O'Hara's takeoff on her. Yeah,
okay, well, let's listen to that.
Yeah.
That's right. The Love Spirit, my very special Christmas special. We're taken back to love's past. We're forced to see all too clearly love's present. I know it's going to touch you where you belong. And we even take a moment to think about love's future. Nothing's changed on my home. It's Christmas 19. I don't even know what year it is. I just know I'm still alone. Try too hard, ask too much, love so many, hate to even think what I have done for the sake of one man's you have. As long as I'm here to entertain you, someone to feel sorry for, is that what you're looking for?
Lola.
What do you want? I don't need you. I don't need anybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara.
Just
filled with talent. And, you know, she was great on Schitt's Creek, of course. Yeah. And then, the Home Alone movies.
Home Alone movies,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know, in that bit, when she does sing, there is this little thing she does. She makes her bottom lip quiver.
Right.
It is just too much.
It is, yeah. Yeah, boy. Well, she died earlier today at the age of 71.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Okay, well, phone lines are open if you want to get in early here, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Of course, you can always text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Use it and text us something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of these performances you can still check out on some of the old Warner Brothers series that they have, like on Tubi and all these other channels.
Sure.
And Warner Brothers probably will have it in their library on Netflix pretty soon.
I would imagine so.
Hawaiian Eye, 77 Ooh. Sunset Strip.
Great stuff. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Golden oldies. Okay. Just getting going on a Friday afternoon. And we'll be back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today.
Wow, okay. All right.
It's a John and Gordy kind of day. Who is that singing to us?
I have no idea. I'm sorry, guys. I have no clue.
What do you mean you have no idea?
It just has the song name and that's it.
It's crazy. All right. Well, my eyes started rolling. In the back of my head, I'm thinking, wait, we've got a program to do here.
Well, I'm guessing Connie Francis, maybe?
It was a long time ago. It was way back in there. It was before my time. So
the song is called Lovely Day?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a lovely day today.
It's a lovely day today.
Okay. You know, you could play it so you could hear it audibly and then put on Shazam, and it'll identify it almost immediately.
Oh, I forgot about Shazam.
I think that's
right.
Ella Fitzgerald, actually.
There you go. It's probably Ella.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, there.
Got that cleared up.
Certainly glad we cleared that up.
Worried about it there for a while. Catherine O'Hara was also in the original Beetlejuice. Yes, what a great role in that. Everything she did was just fantastic. Just such a comedic sense of timing. Funny.
She was a comedic genius.
She carried that Schitt's Creek show. She was the star of it.
Yeah. Her outfits on
Eugene Levy, her unbelievable fashions, makeup, and everything.
But they've been working together, you know, on Second City TV for so many years.
Right.
I mean, if you have a chance to watch any of the reruns of that, it's just great. One of the great things about Second City TV is that they create this entirely different universe of television.
Yeah. Yes.
And you just go into this universe of television, and it is really, truly bizarre.
Yeah.
Count Floyd, if you remember that.
Sure.
Or the 3D
Joe Flaherty.
House of Beef.
John Candy was in there.
Yes.
The list goes on and on, but Eugene Levy. Trying to think of some of the others. Oh, Andrea.
Martin.
Andrea Martin. Yeah. She was fantastic, too. Let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line from Madison. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, let's keep it light Friday. Smart trivia.
Yeah. Okay.
Joey Heatherton, who you brought up,
right,
was married to Lance Renssel, football player for the Cowboys. And my brother used to say, oh, she's married to Bambi. I said, no, Bob. That's the other Lance, the better one, Lance Allworth.
There you go.
And Lance Allworth finished his career with the Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
About that. Lance.
All stuff that means nothing.
I'm sure you have a couple of those Heatherton albums.
Joey Heatherton. Seems like she was on the Dean Martin show a lot.
She was on Johnny Carson too.
Carson, yeah.
Yeah.
She made the rounds.
All right. Joey Bishop, all those.
Yeah. She would go. I think she was one of the performers with Bob Hope when he would go overseas and entertain the troops.
So, Dick, do you ever watch Second City TV?
Oh yeah. And the gal that just died too. That what was the show you brought up?
Schitt's Creek.
What a great show, wasn't it?
Catherine O'Hara, just unbelievable. What a hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Well, that was it.
All right, Dick. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Appreciate that. Okay. 855-752-4842.
Well, we could keep it light here, as he mentioned. I found this web wisdom. This guy was looking at the reviews of Melania, right?
Right.
And then I started reading up, and I always check these things out. And I found out that the reviews that he is reading is from something called Billboard. What is the widescreen thing?
I don't know.
It's a media source where they list all of these reviews, and they give a chance, you know, to kind of sample a lot of different reviews at this website, right?
Okay.
And the website took all those reviews down because they said, we haven't really seen the movie yet, so how could anybody have reviewed it?
Okay.
So these reviews are fake reviews, I think. Maybe. I don't know, unless somebody, you know, managed to get some illegal copies of it someplace. And so I thought I'd play this real quick here. This is Bruno Amato thinking that these were real reviews. They might be, but they're probably not. Let's listen to this.
The Melania movie reviews are in. And just like Melania, they're not pretty. This is the movie or documentary that Jeff Bezos paid about $75 million, of which $40 million went straight to Melania Trump to curry favor with her husband. Here's the reviews.
All right.
From the Indie Wire. If syphilis were a movie.
Oh, God.
From the Hollywood Reporter.
Brutal.
Should be considered a war crime. From Variety. I can't understand a thing she says. From the New York Times. Like being taken hostage by the Taliban. And this last one by RogerEbert.com. brace yourselves.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Watching Melania's journey from Slovenia prostitute to first lady is like walking barefoot in a field of Legos while experiencing explosive diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there you go.
Not good.
Thanks, Bruno Amato, for reading the fake reviews of Melania.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I read this where they exposed all of this in Variety. So Variety did not have a review.
Okay.
Of Melania.
Right. Well, I think the actual reviews are just as brutal.
They're going to be anyway. You know, yeah.
From what we're hearing. Okay. We've got the Midwest Farm Report right ahead of us, and then we're back with our next half hour of John and Gordy. Stay right where you are.
It's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. Every time. Oh, this is John and Gordy, and we've got so much to get to today. I mean, it's been kind of entertaining so far, but we've got some really bad news and stuff that'll bring you down.
So what a way to start the weekend.
I hope you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But right now, let's go to the phones and talk to Joe. Joe, what do you have for us?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, nothing sad. I would like to just continue on Melania because there's so much fun stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure the question about whether they saw the films or not. Variety had a review, and so I'm assuming that they got some review copy. But within it, they described her as having, quote, a voice of sheet metal.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Ow. Oh. Ow, that hurts.
Yeah.
And they said no single redeeming quality to this documentary. And remember, this documentary was $40 million to acquire it and $35 million to market it.
Right.
And there was a comment on Reddit from somebody from Romania who was bitching about this being in their theaters. It was like, they have four showings of this in my theater. Why? Why? In Romania.
Oh.
They had a Variety. Now, I don't know if they actual review copy. I'm assuming that they do just because they're such an insider source. And they said that they described it as a cheese ball infomercial of staggering inertia. And the other line they had, which was really beautiful, was they said, if this film were shown on a plane, people would still walk out.
Wow, that's
that's
brutal.
Great stuff. Now, all of this can't be real. I mean, no one's seen the movie, right?
Well, it's
I don't know. I think they could get review copies.
Yeah.
I think they could get review copies. Yeah. In which you think? So
okay,
I don't know.
Now, you're saying that Variety actually had a review of Melania, right?
Yeah.
Because this article that I read. The Guardian did? All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I saw it today. I saw it in The Guardian. I saw that they had a review of it.
All right.
Yeah, and stunning though it was. And then I would also say there was one line from her husband, one beautiful line from her husband,
really?
From Mr. Trump, who was asked about China and Canada getting closer trade relations. He said the first thing they're gonna lose is you're going to lose your ability to play hockey. Canada's not going to like that.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
What? Yeah.
I know.
As we make our way, I just thought I forestall the bad news because there's always a tsunami of that. So in the meantime, we do have some amusement here and there. So have a great weekend, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for bringing all that to our attention. Yes. Okay.
It's funny. I did take a clip of Melania. They released just a little part of the film. It's like, 10 seconds worth.
Right.
And it's Trump calls up Melania, and she answers the phone, and she says, "Hello, Mr. President." You know, and I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
They're on that level? So anyway, and he's, "Did you see my speech?" And she goes, no, I didn't.
That was it.
They're very close. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking for it. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Meantime, let's go back to the phones. Jack is on the line from Merrimack. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, guys. I thought I'd add something a little more pleasant and less political than I usually do, too.
Okay.
As an old jazz singer, I research a lot of the songs that I sing, and a fair number that I don't. It's a Lovely Day Today, which you guys were talking about earlier. The best-known recording of that is probably done by Doris Day, and that's who I thought it sounded like when I was listening to the recording.
Well,
and
could be, yes.
It was written by Irving Berlin for his 1950 musical, Call Me Madam.
Okay.
All right.
Call Me Madam. Okay. Yeah, you could be right. You could be right. That might have been Doris Day.
I think it is. I think he is right on that.
Okay.
And he knows, right? I mean, he does this stuff.
Jack, thanks for that call.
Yeah, it's your hobby, Jack, right? Yeah. All right. Wow.
If you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842. Okay.
All right. I have something here. Again, you know, kind of in the area of funny light stuff, right?
Yeah.
I thought this was incredibly creative, and it is a fella who passed away. That's always funny, right? I mean, you know, you got to laugh at that.
okay, but you can't find the story.
I'm going to save it because I'll get to it in just a few moments. Here it is. I got it.
Okay,
this is cut 431. This is an Irish guy named Shea Bradley, and he wanted to leave everybody kind of a happy message at his funeral. Mm-hmm. And Andrea Bradley, his daughter, explained that making his family laugh at the end of his life was his wish. So Shea made it seem like he was being buried alive. And this is a voice coming out of, I believe, his casket. Let's listen to this thing.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the f*** are we? Hello? Hello? Let me out! I'm dying in here! Let me out! Hello? Hello? Stop your ass! Stop fucking here! Hello? Hello, please!
Hello?
Who's there?
Hello?
This is showing me I'm in the box. No, I'm f***ing in front of you. I'm dead. You're gonna hear that.
Yes, you're dead.
Hello again. Hello.
There you
go. I just called to say.
So anyway, that's Shea Bradley, you know, with a voice box recording in the casket. They're all around. This is in the cemetery.
Oh, man.
So this is not in the church. Everybody's gathered around. This guy starts talking and acting like he's trying to break out of his casket.
Man, I know. Yeah, isn't that the weirdest thing?
Isn't that a great? I think that's a great idea.
Pretty funny.
It's really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Let's all right. See. Well, so did we run out of funny things already?
No.
Look, there's a video, I think, of the song that
of Doris Day and
Kurt's providing that to us.
And Donald O'Connor, I believe. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll,
you know,
we'll check into that, yeah.
We have discussions around the house about our taxes. You know, we've got pretty complicated taxes this year.
Yeah, it's that time, tax time.
Yeah.
Got your forms together.
When you have LLCs and all this other stuff, and now the kids are working, and they're filing, we're filing for them. We're filling out their taxes for them.
Yeah.
And one son is a host, and he gets part of the tips, and he's wondering about the tips and whether he can get some kind of documentation showing the percentage of tips he was able to get.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe he couldn't get the tips because there are rules and regulations in regards to going tax-free on your tips.
Well, and there's there was some change in the big, beautiful bill that got passed through Congress, right?
Yeah.
Because my daughter is she's a server and works at a coffee house, you know, coffee place. Mm-hmm. And, she was asking me about this, too.
Yeah.
Like, what? So the deal was, I mean, what we heard, what was going to be promoted and apparently was in the big, beautiful bill is there were no more taxes on the tips.
You won't have taxes on your tips
anymore.
That
was the big headline.
That was the headline.
Is that the reality, though?
It's, you know, it's almost like when Obama promised that you can keep your doctor.
Right.
Now, he wasn't aware that the insurance companies would change their plans and change the doctors.
They could do that.
That happened.
Yeah.
But this is a little different. Now, again, no taxes on tips. But we had Representative Tom Suozzi in a hearing asking about that from one of the officials from the Trump administration, and this is how that hearing went on tips.
Okay, on tips. The president has said, your tips will be 100% yours. Does this tax bill continue the payroll tax on people's tips?
Yes, it does, Mr.
Overtime. The president said, your overtime will be tax-free. Does this bill continue the payroll tax on overtime?
It does not exempt overtime from payroll tax.
The president has said he's going to remove taxes on Social Security. Does this bill remove taxes on Social Security benefits?
The legislation provides an increased exemption amount.
But does it remove taxes on Social Security benefits as promised by the president?
Does not change Social.
Keep tap dancing. It's actually called the Working Families Tax Cut. That's the official name inside the one big beautiful bill. Right.
You got to pay state taxes.
Yeah, right.
And then the payroll tax, which pays for Medicare and Social Security. All that comes out as well. And you don't get that deduction because if it's on a charge card, your tip there is not exempt.
And this goes for servers, bartenders, you know, hairstylists, valet drivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, depend on those tips, and we're counting on no tax on tips, but
that's right.
You have to qualify, right?
And apparently there are loopholes in this, allowing some other individuals who have a lot of money to count certain parts of their income as tips.
Uh-huh. And this tip deduction is available for 2025 through 2028, so it's temporary.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes.
And if you qualify, you can deduct up to $25,000 of certain tips received. Who gets $25,000 worth of tips?
No one.
In a year. So, if you're a waitress or bartender. Okay, maybe. Big city.
Right.
Full-time, working at a swanky club. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, your deduction is gradually reduced potentially to zero if your income is above that threshold amount. So it's complicated. It's a little, you got to work your way through this, right?
Right.
Talk to your tax advisor.
Well, you can, but you can also buy the software, which is what we do. We've been using software for years and years.
TurboTax or Intuit?
Both.
Yeah?
Both, yeah. But we're thinking about maybe going to a tax advisor this year, only because, you know, maybe you should see them at least just once to get kind of a feel for what you're looking at. I think the software's pretty damn good at catching a lot of stuff.
Well, for me, this is the first year where I'm doing my own taxes. I've always had my parents do it for me, so this is the first year where
software makes it easy.
Yeah, and I might do something like you were saying. It makes it just easier to do.
Although, I know there are a lot of people who are angry at the software tax makers because, yes.
Why?
This administration got rid of having your taxes done for free online.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
why would they do that?
Because the software companies said, no, it takes business away from us, and we can't sell the disks and the tax software if they get to do a lot of it for free online for you know, people who don't have any deductions.
And on it goes.
So I should hate them and I should boycott them, but we've been doing it like this for years, so to hell with that.
We'll take more of your phone calls at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy. Bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve Miller Band, when they were really, really, really good.
Yeah, in the early days, yeah. mid-60s. That was the best era. They had more hits later, but yeah.
Yeah, they had the pop hits, but back then it was underground music.
Back to the Future. Your Future. Man, I'll have to look at the names of the albums now. I'm confusing two of them.
Brave New World.
Brave New World was a terrific album. Yeah. Unbelievable. Looking back at Catherine O'Hara, who died earlier today, remember the movie Best of Show? Best in Show?
Yes.
She was in that. That was a great role, too.
Crazy.
She picked some great roles. Very funny. Very funny actress. We've got the phone lines open here, 855-752-4842.
We've got Kidu.
Kidu is on the line. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Kidu.
Kidu.
Okay, one of the best clips I heard was on Tuesday when you had New York cops yelling at ICE guys. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I went to the archives, all right, the show archives, and they go from last week Friday to Wednesday.
Yep.
There is no Monday or Tuesday in there.
Right. Now, I know they've been working on that. And we've had a little bit of thing. Maybe Dom, you can.
There's a kind of
us.
A transition thing going on with all these shows and
different time slots
in our rebroadcasts. Okay. So it hasn't kept up, and we've been adding them slowly but surely. But
we're trying
getting
to get caught
up.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Hopefully those will be back there soon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I do want to mention something about the clip about New York cops treating. Treating these ICE agents in a really, really bad way, the way they should be treated. and that is an AI-generated clip.
Yeah, we discovered that that was, AI.
Yeah.
Usually we're pretty good about catching all of that before it airs, but...
When we got caught up in the show, that wasn't even part of what I was going to put on the program that day.
Right.
And we... Just during a commercial, we were saying, did you see that clip? Yeah, I saw that clip, and I thought, let's play it.
Let's play it.
And I willy-nilly played the damn thing, but it is fake and deep fake, and, that's about it.
It happens, and but we're being more careful as we go along here. It's tough to
we got caught up
sort
in
them
the,
up.
Excitement of, here's the thing, and I framed it this way, I think, during the program, is this is the way it should be done. This is how we should treat these ICE agents. Mm. So I think just that alone should stand and allow that clip to be played.
Okay,
but again, and we talked about this the other day, the best way to figure out whether a clip, and I hadn't looked, I saved the clip because I didn't want to play it until I looked into it a little bit further, but I thought, and I just threw it out there.
Right.
But the best way to kind of look at these clips to see if they're fake or not,
sort them out,
is to look at writing. Letters do not come out in
AI, the graphics look weird,
Words. Words are unknown to AI. Spelled words,
right? Pictures of words.
So pictures of words
video.
Don't work out.
Yeah.
So if you ever see a video, check out, see if there's any writing anywhere in the background, a sign or something,
right?
And you'll notice a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. A little helpful hint.
Again, it's Just Ask John. Thank you, Dom.
It's a helpful reminder from John
Peterson. Yes, there. That's an old introduction that I used to do when I did Just Ask John. Taking homeowner questions, yeah. Basically.
We should do that bit again.
When I was in real estate, you know, I was becoming a home handyman with my new house. And,
right.
I was working at another station, and I knew everything, man. I fixed everything, or at least I tried to, and then I brought some professionals in. And that's how I always ended it. Mm. You know, if you're unsure, hire a professional.
Right.
Yes. But in this case,
good advice.
But in this case, there's so many deep fakes out there.
Well, now
so many AI generated videos that it's almost impossible. And a lot of these things like that AI clip of the New York cops treating ICE badly, that was something that I wanted to check. I forgot to check it. And then we put it out there, and that's what happened.
Right.
So,
a lot of times we can go to Snopes.com, right?
Yes.
That's a good source to see if something is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a free source.
Been there recently. And some others. Cam was laying into me about something, and... All right. So anyway, that's okay.
What's he saying here? You're just really high. Okay. Cam's got his own show going on
this isn't even an actual radio show.
He says, yeah, you're just really high on your elder care meds and we're just caretakers and nurses at the home.
There you
go. That's, you know, I guess that's the way you feel, Cam.
And yeah, well, Cam, no, really.
You're saying Snopes, that's a bad thing?
Snopes is the place to go if you really want to check out anything. Nope. Just go to Snopes.
Well, he's saying that's not a good source anymore. Cam is offering that up. Okay, Cam. Well,
you got to trust somebody.
Where do you go?
Somewhere along the way.
I mean, does he have a better source than Snopes?
Yeah, I know. You know where he knows to go now? Where? To us.
Oh, yeah.
John and Gordy. Okay. We're up front. We're going to tell you exactly what's going on.
All right.
So,
well, hang on, because between the current news cycle and bitter weather, the winter blues are just hitting us, John. But coming up in our 3 o'clock hour, just after the news, John and Gordy want to get you out of the house for a little TLC, it says here. And that could happen if you win passes to Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. We've got one more set of passes to give away, and we'll do that after we get into the news and the weather and sports updates. It's coming up on John and Gordy.
Oh, and there are protests, too.
Ah, yes.
We forgot to mention there was a protest starting at 2.
Oh, yes. All right.
We'll get to that.
Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.